Footsteps, Chapter 10. At the time of my first interview with our leader, she answered every question that had troubled me in Christian Science for 2 years, without my voicing any of the questions. During this inspired talk, Mrs. Eddy told me of a demonstration that took place when the roof of the Mother Church was being put on. It did not rain for about 60 days. Finally, the milkman left word at Pleasant View that he would be unable to bring any more milk since there was not enough water in his well for his cows, and they were drying off. The next day, however, he came as usual with the milk, saying there were 2 or 3 feet of water in his well, despite the fact that it had not rained. He asked the students who met him if they were witches or prophets. After telling this demonstration, Mrs. Eddy said, "Isn't God good? Oh, Mr. Carpenter, trust in the dear, good God." To me, this seemed to mean, trust in your developing consciousness of good. After she had said this, I had the distinct sense that she had gone into a state of spiritual consciousness where I could not follow. In 2 Kings 3:17, we read, "For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts." It would seem that Mrs. Eddy's demonstration in the above case was a present-day fulfillment of this scriptural prophecy. Let us consider why it is so important as a part of Mrs. Eddy's spiritual history. In our Wednesday evening meetings, we make the effort to gather evidence of the healing efficacy of Christian Science in a sufficient volume so that mortal mind cannot gainsay it. Any one case of healing might be explained away, but a great mass of evidence cannot be. There comes the time, however, when the demonstration of truth exceeds the limitations of the human to such a degree that it could not be explained away by any human possibilities. For instance, if in this case the valley filled with water because of the wind and rain, then people would say that it just happened and that there was no intervention of divine power. But when the valley fills without the storm, human sense must recognize it as what it would call a miracle and be willing to admit the action of divine power. The Master made few demonstrations that human sense could explain away. The multiplication of the loaves and fishes, finding money in the fish's mouth, changing water into wine, healing leprosy and blindness, were all proofs of divine power that stood alone without the necessity of having to add to them a mass of other similar happenings in order to make them convincing. Mrs. Eddy recognized that there were few demonstrations made through Christian Science today that could not be explained away, and so she provided for the amassing of evidence in such a way that it could not be gainsaid. Therefore, this demonstration that brought water to a well during a drought is of importance because it is a demonstration that stands alone, since it is not susceptible of any human explanation that would say, "Oh, it would have happened anyway." Hence, Mrs. Eddy, in this instance, provided an exhibition of divine power for which there could be no human explanation. Therefore, it stands as one of the great manifestations of the activity of the divine mind in this age.